Good evening to everyone listening. It is 9 p.m. and we are here with a very special guest who has climbed her way to the top in the photojournalism industry in the last 5 years, starting with little gigs here and there. But now her pictures are asked everywhere in the world for loads of international magazines. She is based in New York and is an adjunct assistant professor at Columbia University. Her work is absolutely captivating. It's the kind of work you don't see often, you know? And I'm honored to have her here today. So thank you, Kristen, for being here.
Thank you for having me, Linda.
Last time you were in the studio, you were about to have one of your pictures on the cover of the National Geographic magazine. Was it your first recognized work?
Yes, it was, actually. National Geographic, so one of my first exhibitions, How Fireflies Are Keeping This Tiny Mexican Town Alive, and contacted me to put one of the pictures on the cover. It was very unexpected and nerve-wracking. Thinking back, it's where it all began. It really jump-started my career.
So, yeah, let's talk about your new work. You recently did an exhibition in France in a city called Perpignan, which is really famous for their annual Visa pour Image that exhibits photojournalists that need their work to be shown out there. What did you want to portray? What is the message behind tourism and wildlife, really?
I think I want people, when they see my photographies, to be, first of all, aware of the situations the animals are put in just for someone's fulfillment, and to highlight the power humans have over these animals. We can be unaware of what we are doing, or simply cruel, you know?
Yeah, it's not always so obvious. So, during this trip, you were accompanied by an expert in the topic, Dr. Jane Smart, which is our other guest on the show tonight. She is the global director of the International Union of Conservation of Nature and Natural Resources, IUCN's Biodiversity Conservation Group, and head of its species program. The Biodiversity Conservation Group includes the Species and Protected Areas program. She's responsible for around 35 staff members based in Switzerland, Washington, D.C., and in the U.K. She also manages the compilation and production of the IUCN's Red List of Threatened Species. Thanks to Jane Smart, we are going to be able to know much more about animal cruelty and everything hidden behind the name of the exhibition, Tourism and Wildlife.
Thank you very much. It's very nice to meet you. Yes, as you said, my job lets me help Kirsten in her research and gather scientific facts. So when Kirsten asked me to follow her in this project, I found it extremely interesting for a photographer to take pictures of such a taboo topic. I saw the horrific abuses made on originally wild animals. It's true that touristic attractions with exotic animals in Asia should be banned. They will, with no doubt, lead on long-term some rare species to disappear. I saw elephants living horrible lives, going out only 30 minutes a day to please some foreign tourists.
I would have never have imagined how terrible it actually is. I thought I was prepared, but seeing the lives of these poor animals after a tourist had had his turn was just outraging. When, at the end of the trip, I went over all my pictures, I realized how dark tourism can be. I think these conditions became as hard as they are, majorly because of the tourists who always want more, who always want something more eye-catching for their Instagram account.
Well, I don't totally agree with you, Kirsten. Of course, this is one part of the problem, the society. And I think the tourists really don't realize what they're paying for and how the animals are treated. Another problem is the owner, the one who gets the money. First of all, they mistreat animals, probably not even knowing that only a few of them are still alive.
I totally agree with that. Listen up, everybody. If you go on a trip, really try not going on any attractions with animals. You don't want to give your money to people like that, honestly. Gosh, how can this even be possible nowadays? How is the world still so unfair, even for animals?
Exactly. These pictures were chosen on purpose to criticize the animals' treatment in circuses or even in dolphin shows.
Well, that is it for Tourism and Wildlife. Thank you so much, Kristen, for coming on today and recording us some of your time. And I hope everything is going to go well in the future for new projects this way. We can have you on many more times. And thank you to Jane for giving us all the insight on what to know about how we treat animals in the world and how we take them for granted.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you, Linda. I'm really happy my work has come your way, and I hope it will make an impact on tourists. Maybe from now on, they'll think twice before riding elephants' backs.